I really thought that everything was going to be like the Jetsons. I was expecting flying cars. And in Colombia, I don't think I had ever washed a plate in my life or made a bed. And about, you know, a week or 2 weeks after I came here, I remember they told me it was my turn to do the dishes. And I just looked at them like they were insane. Like, what do you mean by doing the dishes? How does one do the dishes? So that was a big shock for me, you know, not having a maid anymore. And my English was slim to none. I knew how to say, good morning, mother, how are you? And then people were saying, hey, what's up? And I would look at the sky and say, I don't know, what is up?
I mean, I can't even imagine what that was like.
I'll tell you, it was really hard. I was always a very social child in Colombia. I had really great grades. I went to a school that had, I had 9 girls in my class in Colombia. And when I came here, there were 700 kids in my, you know, in my middle school. And I would come home from school crying every single day. And, you know, I would say, I miss my friends. I don't have any friends. I don't understand anybody. And one time I came home and my mom said, there's someone I want you to meet. And I was excited. I thought maybe a Hispanic girl had moved into the neighborhood. And she said, wait right here. And she went into her bedroom. And I said, oh, my God, my mom's been keeping a child in her bedroom since I've been at school. And she came out with a potted plant. She handed the plant to me and she said, you can give her a name. She could be your best friend. You can tell her all your secrets. And I just sat down and I started crying and I said, this is what my life has come to. I have to be friends with a potted plant. And, you know, the poor plant died within a couple of weeks because I refused to take care of it. But I started making friends and I went to English as a second language classes for a couple of months. And one day I came home and I told my mom, I said, I don't want to go to English as a second language classes anymore. I'm not learning anything. Everybody speaks in Spanish. I want to go to regular classes. Mm-hmm. And my mom, and I love her for this, she said, okay, I trust you. I was in eighth grade. And I remember I started going to regular classes. And I got an 11 on my first test. I didn't even know what to do with an 11. But things looked up from there. A few months later, I finished eighth grade and I started in all honors classes in high school. So I think that's a testament to wanting to be successful. So I'm grateful. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to move to the United States.